This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Protests are planned to continue in Denver today over the death of an unarmed black man in Minneapolis this week at the hands of police officers. Protests turned violent in Denver last night as police and protesters clashed. Windows were broken and officers used tear gas to disperse crowds. April Alexander is a psychology professor at the University of Denver. She marched in protests last night and says she plans on continuing until black Americans are treated equally.
But we have people who were arriving yesterday who were not armed, who were just chanting, and we had gas thrown at us, and we're still not seeing results. So I think what I'm looking for, what our community is looking for, is accountability.
Protests in Denver were scheduled and are ongoing today. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin is defending his officer's handling of a chaotic protest downtown last night.
When the protest crossed over into destructive, dangerous and criminal behavior that is no longer acceptable, and it requires law enforcement intervention.
Pazin says three officers were injured and one was sent to the hospital. 13 people were arrested on charges including burglary, criminal mischief, and assault. Denver police are still searching for whoever may have fired shots near the protesters early in the evening. Protesters are also demonstrating today. El Paso County commissioners have approved two variance requests, one for places of worship and the other for Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Places of worship would need to cap occupancy at 25% and keep social distances at 6 feet. Staff and volunteers would need to cover their faces and strongly encourage attendees to do so as well. The zoo would open first to members only, with limited tickets and limited capacities inside of buildings. The requests now go to the state for approval. And you are still listening to All Things Considered. Coming up next, 4 months after the first reported case of COVID-19 in the U.S., there are still more questions than answers. More on what we still don't know about the coronavirus next. There are still protests against police brutality going on in Denver today, and we've got reporters live tweeting from the scene. You can follow our reporter Claire Cleveland for photos and videos of what's going on right now. Her Twitter handle is Cleveland Claire. And for other updates on what has been happening, you can go to CPR.org. This is CPR News.